Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 60 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, July 12, 2023. And as usual, I will let everybody know that this show is sponsored by TLBTalk.com. It's a place where you can go and say what needs to be said, and today you're not allowed to say. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring in just a couple of minutes. Allow me to get through this normal intro. The title of today's show is Eagle's Eye Report, Trust in Government, not exclamation point. Yeah, I figured I would give it all to you there so you would understand. So now I will just say it. Trust in government, not. And that's what today's show is about. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in an increasingly forbidding country of these very concepts. And we know this because we're looking around us. We're seeing it every day. We're seeing that what we're getting is not facts. And sometimes it doesn't take long to find that out. But when this is coming straight from the government, you have been raised from birth totally trust, what you end up with is what America is looking like today. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who is a good friend of mine and has been for a long time, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlow Radio. I will go through this again, and I will do it every week because I think it is a mechanism that would seriously help any one of these platforms out, no matter which one you support. And that is, please consider, if you're not the type of individual who does a weekly or a monthly donation, but yet you do donate, and every once in a while you might throw $50 in, every once in a while you may throw $25 in, you get really, 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 you know, generous, you throw $50 in, do me a favor. Run an average of what over the course of a year you usually donate to this platform. Divide that number by 12, and the next time you go in there, put that number in, click the box that says, make this a reoccurring donation, and hit enter. Why does Roger say that? You're not really giving any more than you usually would, but at the same time, you're giving them peace of mind. They see a reoccurring donation just becomes a part of their budget. They can use it to give you bigger, badder, better, faster. If they have to guess how much is coming in each week, then will we be able to pay for the bills? If we can pay for the bills, will we be able to get this? Will be. Once they have a budget, once they know that certain people are going to make a reoccurring donation every single month, then they can give you that bigger, badder, better, faster. And this, again, without giving them more than what you usually do, but giving them the peace of mind of a budget. Does that make sense to you, Steve?
Certainly does. I was going to type something in the chat there, but I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm so broke also, Sarah. I'm so broke I can't even pay attention.
And the thing of it is, it's called a donation for a reason. These aren't things that people have to do. If you can, please do. But if you can't, we're still here for you. And we're going to be here for you, okay? But we're not taking corporate money. None of these platforms, as far as I know, do. Some of them may. But again, most of what they use is dependent upon your generosity. And that's the same with even TLV Talk, our social media platform. We won't take corporate money because the day you start taking corporate money, you start taking corporate orders. And anybody who doesn't understand that, just step back and look. Okay? If you start taking corporate money, you will have to start taking corporate orders, especially if that becomes part of what you need to run your organization on a day-to-day basis. Once it becomes something you need, basically what you've done is given in, because now you'll start taking those corporate orders. And this is something we're not going to do. Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth, as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital truths without fear of censorship or exclusion. That being, of course, the sponsor, TLVTalk.com. A link to any references used in this presentation will be included in an article I publish every Thursday with this show embedded in it, and a link to any articles and or whatever I may have used to make the show. All right, we do have one of those today, and we will be touching on it because this is a very poignant article, and I use that word, I don't know, I guess I'm sort of hiding what I really want to say because you're all going to guess as soon as I start. And this is an article which is highly unusual for Roger. I'm going to read word for word. I don't usually do that. I take good points, I pull them out, and then I say, please go read the rest of the article. But what we're going to get into, and this will be in the second half of the show because I have some talking points first, but what we're going to get into is an article written by an individual who is more down to earth and more we the people than most people would consider. And this is why I will present it to you almost word for word. Of course, Roger will stick in a few things here and there that he believes or he thinks, but about 99%, which is far more than what I usually give, of this article will be exactly as he wrote it, and it is good. But let's go over a few of Roger's talking points before we do that, all right? Let's have some opening comments. Remember, the trust in government, not the title. One more time, trust in government, not. And again, this isn't even a guess. Why is it that recent polls show Americans losing faith in their government at an unheard of rate? It is said, depending on who you look at or who you read, that anywhere from 65% to 75% of we the people no longer trust or have a limited or severely limited faith in the very people we elect or pay to govern, watch over, or protect us. Did you hear what I just said? When 65 to 75% of the people no longer trust or have extremely limited faith in the very people we elect or pay to govern, watch over, or protect us, what the hell have you got? You've got a government you don't trust. Okay. What direction is your life going in? What will you be told to do next? Will you have recourse? Will your voice be heard? The last couple of shows we did was on censorship, wasn't it? It's about all of those people that are getting treated badly, but if they decide they're going to step up and say, this is America, you can't do that because nobody hears them. And that's choreographed. But yet, when Roger says something like anywhere from 65 to 75% of we the people no longer trust or have faith in the very people we elect or pay to govern or watch over or protect us. I saw some bad times in America. I saw when, you know, the Vietnam War was first starting up. I saw the rallies. I saw some riots. I saw America at times when I was, oh my God, what's that going to do to this country? But I must tell you, I have never seen anything like we're living in today. I have never seen a presidential administration sit on top of the heap here in America and sling so much bull crap in every direction. It's insane. I have never seen the United States. Remember, Roger worked within the military industrial complex and the U.S. military for 30 years. I have never seen our military so compromised. I have never seen the respect of America globally so compromised. I have never seen our sovereign borders so compromised. I have never seen those who lead us right at the top, right from the White House, so involved in illegalities and, I don't know, cocaine in the White House. I don't know. I don't have a seventh grandchild. I don't know. Would you like me to go on? These aren't things that are happening in your state house. These aren't things that are happening in your mayor's house. These are things that are happening in the President of the United States house, the house of we the people. We are seeing our government in such a state of disarray and distrust as I would never have thought possible. But the problem here, people, is most of you out there would believe that this is just one disaster after another, that they accumulate. And when one happens, it gets worse. And then when another one happens, it gets even worse. And no, what I'm going to tell you is that a vast majority of what you're looking at is supposed to be the way it is. It's choreographed. Roger has said over and over and over again, the two things the elitists need in order to control this planet is sovereign governments to fail across the planet so that, global governance can come in and a massive reduction in the global population, because even those idiots at the top understand you cannot control 8.5 billion people effectively. All of this is in play. I have never seen the chaos that is being allowed to happen in America. I have never seen the outright illegalities that are being uncovered from the Biden family over and over and over again, and nothing is happening. What do you think that says to the American people? When the President of the United States and his family and his associates can be so crooked, it's absolutely insane, yet the governance, which is supposed to protect you and I from exactly that, is being used to hide and bury it for a deep state agenda that needs us at each other's throats. And one of the biggest catalysts to that would be exactly what's emanating from the White House right now. Why do you think Trump could not have been allowed to have a second term? And this is not about Trump at all. Joe Biden had to be in there. He was the only individual on this planet compromised enough to allow to happen what is actually happening. And what's actually happening? What is it? Okay? The problem is that it gets easier every day to see the absolute tyranny being stuffed in our faces in the place of honest leadership and integrity. So I said it's happening right now. What's happening? How about things like treason? Our southern border. Our southern border is open. We know for a fact, because the government keeps a tally of the people who have come across the southern border who are on the terrorist watch list. And how many in the last 3 years, millions have come across that border that were never caught. We know there are terrorists coming across that border. We know there are drug dealers coming across that border. We know there are child traffickers coming across that border. We know this to be a fact. It's not a guess, people. This is an absolute fact. But yet our southern border is wide open. We have a president who took a vow. He took an oath stating that he would protect America from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Yet he intentionally leaves a border open, a sovereign border open, allowing exactly what can destroy America across that border. Anybody who doesn't think that that by intention denotes treason is an idiot. Because it does, but not enough people are screaming it. Okay. So, treason, southern border. How about our treatment of China? How about as soon as Joe Bob gets into office, he gets rid of all of the safeguards that Trump put into place to protect American business from the ripoff that was happening via Chinese businesses in the United States. But yet, Joe Bob gets in there, all that goes away. Why? Well, he's compromised by China. What would you expect? Yeah. All right. So that's the treason part. And I'm not going to go into it too deep, too much to do. How about the financial part? How about spending America into her grave with literally trillions of dollars that were supposedly to help us through a scamdemic? But at the same time, if you take a look at where that money actually went, you will find out it greased the pockets of a lot of people, except not you and me. Nowhere near as much as it was supposed to go to us, actually went to us. But, hey, spending America into her grave. This is Joe Bob. This is Bidenomics. Massive spending facilitating increasing inflation. Joe Bob, well, I don't know why we got inflation. I just spent $2 trillion on nothing and greased the palms of all my good old buddies. So I don't know why we got inflation. Joe Bob, you are the reason we have inflation. How about allowing the dollar to fail, to fall globally? Just about any other president in there would be, unless it was Obama, who was part of this whole scenario, or Hillary, if she would have gotten elected. What we're looking at is the weakening, intentional weakening of the dollar globally. Are there things that could have been done to prop the dollar up? Absolutely. Are there things that could have been done to head off at the pass some of these negative turns in the dollar globally? Absolutely. Are they being done? Hell no. Why? You can't destroy America if you don't destroy your dollar. You cannot destroy America unless you destroy the dollar. It will happen, and it will happen sooner than you think. Okay, how about health? That's the next point. Trust in our healthcare system now follows trust in our government. Take the damn vaccine. It's safe and effective. It's safe and effective. It's safe and effective all the way up to the president of the United States, with Yo Fauci standing there screaming it to the world over and over and over again, knowing full well it wasn't, because he was part of the group that tried to get the negatives from the vaccine trials with Pfizer hidden for 75 years. You don't hide information from vaccine trials for 75 years if there's nothing to hide. You don't do it. But they sure as the hell tried, didn't they? Yeah. So our trust in a government who tells you it's safe and effective. How many people have already died as a result of that jab? How many people, how many children have died from myocarditis? How many people are infertile? I could go on and on and on. And all of this was given to us as the exact opposite by our own government. It's safe. It's effective. It's not going to harm you. You're going to die if you don't get it. If you get it, you're basically a hero to your community, because if you can't get it, you can't pass it on to them. We know all of this was a lie. And this technology was worked on for 10 years prior to it being launched on us. Not 6 months. 10 years. What didn't they know about this? There's a hell of a lot they did that they told you they didn't. So now, let's go all the way back to my first comment. Trust in our healthcare system now follows trust in our government. As the government's trust, or our trust in the government, falls off a cliff, so does our trust in the healthcare system, which has proved to us over and over again in the last 3 years to literally be one of the biggest liars in the American government. Not a joke. Okay. And I will pass one more issue on as far as healthcare goes. Why is America the most chronically ill on the planet, including our children, with the highest levels of autism on the planet, when America outspends every other country in medical research and medical health care by a massive amount. But yet we are the most chronically ill, and our children are the most chronically ill and have the highest levels of autism on the planet. You tell me where that makes sense to anybody who heard what I just said. Tell me. Because if you can come up with a good answer, I sure as the hell would like to hear it. But if you want tyranny, I just gave it to you. And I've been uncovering that for 10 years. In one article after another after another. All right. How about we move on to military? Okay. How about we force our troops to deal with transgenders in their ranks, whether it makes them comfortable or not? You want an efficient fighting force, and now you're going to change the entire sexual orientation of the group and still expect them to be an efficient and effective fighting group? Please tell me you're kidding me. 30 years with the military in one form or another, people. That, to me, is insanity. And our troops know it. But obviously the generals and the admirals don't. How about you mandate a killer vaccine that does not work and is more deadly than the virus itself? The average individual, okay, not somebody 80 years old or older with several comorbidities, but the average individual was no more, okay, in danger from this than any yearly flu. But this isn't what we were told. How many times during a flu year did you get 2, 3, 4, 5 vaccines against one flu? How many times? Never happened, did it? But yet, you're going to mandate a killer vaccine, something that has a higher mortality rate or critically ill rate than your age group or your health group would ever have with COVID. In other words, we're going to put you in a much worse situation if you don't take it. We're kicking you out of the military. Tell me nobody actually thought this through. Tell me I'm the only person on the planet who can actually see this. Tell me what this did to American readiness. Because I know. And it isn't good. How about we go into education? Teach our children that it is no fun belonging to the gender you were born with. Teaching our children that you get to dress nice, you get to do all kinds of great, great things, and you get to have more fun than you could ever imagine, but you can't do it as a boy if you're a boy. And you can't do it as a girl if you're right now a girl. You gotta change. And if you don't do it, then you're gonna miss out on all this fun. And if you go home and tell your parents you wanna do it, and they say you can't, come back and tell us, we'll send the government over there to say, you need to let your kids do it, or we're taking your kids away from you. The only problem with everybody who just heard what I said is that it's not a joke. In the state of Washington and other states, this is becoming a law. This is the country you live in. How about what is their ultimate goal? Because we've touched on the treason issue. We've touched on the financial issue. We've touched on the health issue. We've touched on the military issue. We've touched on the educational issue. How about an ultimate goal for all of this? If none of this is good, where does it end up? How about global governance? How about one world government? We are looking at a situation where America is being turned against itself. What we are seeing coming out of the government, what we are seeing when we treat one side so much different from the other. And let me give you a real quick idea, okay? The amount of people who have been put in jail and are still in jail and have never been charged and have never done anything destructive, literally. Okay, January 6th. Yeah, I'm talking about them. How many of them? How many of these conservative people are still in jail? How many of them have had their lives totally ruined for doing almost nothing, for walking through the Capitol, taking selfies of themselves and their friends? Now, let's switch over to the Antifa riots and the BLM riots during the elections. Let's switch over to that. Let's talk about death. Let's talk about massive destruction. Let's talk about illegal, okay, riots. Let's talk about, but how many of them are in jail? For how long now? How many? How many of their lives have been totally destroyed? Or how many of them has the government stepped in to say, oh, let them go, it's all good? How many? We are looking at such a massive difference in treatment between the blue side and the red side in America today. It will inevitably lead to some serious blowback. When enough conservatives get totally tired of being treated like absolute crap, while their liberal friends can literally do anything they wish and get away with it, don't even say I'm wrong. Because we could go to Hunter Biden's laptop real quick. And I could give you half a dozen other ones real quick. Where if you are a conservative, you're going to jail for many years. If you are a liberal, they're probably going to kiss you on the forehead and say, have a good day as they drive you home. Not a joke, people. This is what we're looking at today. And what did we discuss? Look, we discussed treason. We discussed financial ruination, intentional. We discussed our health going down the toilet, America being the most chronically ill nation on the planet with the most massive medical budget. We discussed the intentional destruction of our military via mechanisms nobody in the military would literally tolerate. I know that! We discussed education being used to force a wedge between us and our children. When your children know that you will either do what they want you to do or you will either lose them or end up in jail, who's in charge now, you or your kids? Answer that. When your kids know they can come home and say, I want to do this, and if you say no, there will be repercussions, who's in charge now? And who made that happen? Gee, would that be your government? Would it be? How many of you think anything I'm saying here is an exaggeration? So what's the ultimate goals? Well, it's just going to be something everybody's heard a million times. Ultimate goals, global governance, one world government. Ultimate goals, serious reduction in global population. Ultimate goals, collapsing or failing sovereign government. I am under the belief that everything that can possibly be done to bring America to her knees, to destroy this country as it stands, is underway. Nothing anybody's going to do is going to change my mind. I have been studying and researching for 15 years. I have been talking about everything we're seeing today for at least a dozen of them. What I see is the culmination of so much that they tried a little here, they aired out a little there, they tested that a little bit here. Hey, let's see what happens if we do this. And now we're looking at the game plan. Stephen, anything to say before we go to break? I apologize, my friend. I wanted you to say more today, but you know, all you got to do is shut Roger up.
No. Nope, I don't have anything.
All right. How are we doing so far?
Are you ready for the break?
No, I want to know the
Well, nobody likes Trump.
Well, it's not about Trump. As a matter of fact, all I did was make 2 points about things that had changed as a result of changing presidents. So anybody who thinks that I'm sitting here building Trump up, you're obviously not listening to me because I'm not. But yes, I am ready for a break. Thank you.
All righty.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. As I told everybody at the beginning of the show, I do have an article, and I do want to read it word for word. There may be a couple of my words in there, but I'm going to do my damnedest not to put a lot of my words in there, because this article was well written and in a fashion that someone like Roger Landry appreciates. I don't usually read articles word for word, but this one I think you will all get a bit of a kick out of, so I'm going to read it. The title of his article is DC Should Be Renamed for Benedict Arnold. Let me read that again. DC Should Be Renamed for Benedict Arnold. And this is by J.B. Shirk. Okay, and here we go. There is no doubt in my mind that if General George Washington were alive to see how the permanent political class had defiled his good name, he would raise D.C. to the ground. But George, I imagine Martha, his wife, pleading, there surely are some good people in the nation's capital who still serve the Republic. And George says, I don't think so. They celebrate baby murder, educate children inside of brothels, tax the people to death, corruptly enrich themselves, and send the poorest to fight foreign wars for vague reasons. And Martha says, in that case, just wait here. I'll go grab the torches. Martha was a patriotic and courageous first woman who was never so insecure that she required strangers to address her as doctor. Well, there's a little dig in there. And yeah, that was Roger. Okay. If the Denizens of America had even the slightest indication toward or inclination towards honesty, they would rename their little swampland after Benedict Arnold, a man whose capacity for betrayal they all secretly emulate. Yeah. The filthy cesspool of narcissists and thieves rules over most of North America and a good chunk of the globe. But it is despised by pretty much everyone or anyone on the planet not making a buck from the crony capitalism that fuels the woke, rotten system. Anybody here who this is the first time you've heard somebody say capitalism that fuels the whole woke, rotten system, you should have been hearing it a lot, because this is the truth. Let me continue with his article. Whatever courses through Leviathan's veins, it stinks to high heavens. Of course, now that cocaine has been legalized in the West Wing, who knows what kind of other intoxicants the Leviathan is hopped up on these days. The whole of D.C. has the twitchy personality of a boozing streetwalker bouncing back and forth from coke to ketamine. Yeah. It is little surprise that the ruling class refuses to close the border to fentanyl. A whole city addicted to power and pharmaceuticals can't welch on the summer drug dealers who fill both the campaign coffers and the party stashes of the city's most decadent deadbeats. Are you guys starting to understand why I am reading Mr. Stark's article? Speaking of fentanyl, The Drug Enforcement Administration has a public safety campaign under the catchy slogan, One Pill Can Kill, as part of DC's containing efforts or continuing efforts to solve real-life problems with Twitter hashtags. One open border can kill, too. But saying that out loud is neither politically correct nor financially viable to an upper crust corporate oligarchy that survives on cheap illicit labor. If, in other words, Roger speaking, if we shut the border, we can't get really cheap labor in here to make things for almost nothing. And then we sell them for a lot because everybody thinks that prices are going through the ceiling and we make a killing off of you, the people. The residents of Benedict Arnold are nothing if not patent hypocrites. But it still seems incongruous for the same bureaucrats to glorify abortificence. I can't even pronounce the word he used. Abortificence to demonize opioids. The Planned Parenthood priesthood spends most of its time cheering. One pill can kill. Yay! On the other hand, Planned Parenthood's child-sacrificing disciplines, many of whom love opioids as much as Hunter Biden does, pretend to worry about the drug epidemic killing Americans in staggering numbers. Warnings from the same deviants whose open border policies and fixation with child dismemberment have taken more American lives than any foreign military sound sinisterly hollow. In other words, what we're saying here is what you are allowing to happen is taking more lives overall than any war has taken of American soldiers' lives. And hey, look. These things aren't being told to you. None of this is. So if it wasn't for an article like Mr. Starks here, where I can give you somebody shooting it straight from the hip, God, I love the way he's putting things. I wish more people had the nads to put it that way. But let me continue with what he has to say. All the average American asks of the federal government is this: provide for our common defense against foreign aggressors. Negotiate with other nations on the collective state's behalf. Ensure the operation of a judicial system that treats everyone fairly and evenly. If you're going to issue a form of money, make sure to maintain its stable value. Refrain from starting reckless wars that squander American lives. Abide by the restrictions of the Constitution. Defend the Bill of Rights. Respect the state's individual sovereignty, and otherwise get out of the way. Now, I got to tell you something. I have written a lot. I have read a lot. And I'm going to read that paragraph again because I got to tell you something. One of the reasons I grabbed Mrs. Stark's article is for paragraphs like this, okay? What does America want from its government? All the average American asks of the federal government is this. Please listen, government. Provide for our common defense against foreign aggressors. Negotiate with other nations on the collective state's behalf. Okay. Ensure the operation of a judicial system that treats everyone fairly and evenly. If you're going to issue money, okay, make sure to maintain its stable value. Refrain from starting reckless wars that squander American lives. Abide by the restrictions of the Constitution. Defend the Bill of Rights. Respect the state's individual sovereignty. And otherwise, and I'm going to add one word here, get the hell out of the way. That's probably one of the best paragraphs I've seen along that line in a long time. But I shall continue. The Benedict Arnolds have instead illegally opened, and remember, Benedict Arnolds is being used here in place of the city name Washington, D.C. Okay? The Benedict Arnolds have instead illegally opened America's borders, constructed a criminal injustice system that targets political enemies. Yes, we already talked about that. A criminal justice system that targets political enemies. Stolen Americans' incomes through exorbitant taxes. Devalued Americans' monetary currency through, I don't know, profligate spending, engaging in an unending cycle of wars, abandoned the Constitution, infringed Americans' inalienable rights, ignored the state's inherent authority, and inserted themselves into every crevice of American life. And to top it all off, the globalist agenda is to push green energy that will absolutely destroy global economies. We've already seen what a partial turnoff of our oil spigot has done to the American economy. When you shut the oil spigot down, you limit the amount of diesel fuel that is produced. Everything you eat, drink, smoke, where, I don't care what, ride in, drive in, throw, catch, at some point has to do with diesel fuel, whether it's the ships that they come across the ocean on, whether it's the diesel trucks that deliver it from wherever, to the stores, it doesn't matter. As soon as you partially turn off the oil spigot and limit the amount of diesel fuel, what you have done is raise the cost of everything in this country instantly. And if you think Joe Bob didn't know that, you're as stupid as he is. Yeah. Only a dum-dum like Biden would name our current economic doldrums after himself. Bidenomics. Are you serious? Nobody bothered to tell Joe Bob how bad the economy really was. No, they just keep telling him, say it's good, say it's good, say it's good. So I guess he believes it. He's going to call everything that is ruining our lives Bidenomics. And he's going to do it with a smile on his face. And that will become one of the most hated words in this country very quickly. So what is it? Is that when you make less, Bidenomics, own less, and give the government more? Is that what Bidenomics is? When you make less, own less, and give the government more? Or is it the name of a crony capitalist system that allows a public servant to own 3 homes and be a millionaire? Well, I hate to tell you, Mr. Sarkin, he probably does know this, but there's a lot of them that fill that billet, far too many, okay? Or is it the name of a crony capitalist system that allows a public servant to own 3 homes and be a millionaire? Or maybe Bidenomics describes a sounder of low-class swine who can afford cocaine but not child support. Whenever it's technical definition or whatever its technical definition, its effect is the same. The politically connected keep getting rich or richer while sticking it to the middle class who work for a living. No wonder a lifelong grifter, universally known as a bought and paid for stooge of America's foreign enemies, couldn't care less whether his name is synonymous with economic malaise. Just so long as he gets his 10% cut from the communist Chinese, you know, the big guy. What we're looking at today is far beyond anything I thought I would ever see happen. And what most of you have failed to understand, and some of you may understand, so I won't say everybody, is that what we are seeing around us is the result of a plandemic, a scamdemic. All of this was done to tip the scales towards a massive injection globally, which will work towards slimming down the population. And what you are seeing economically is choreographed. Every single bit of it. When Joe Bob took the economy over, it was up around 6%. When Joe Bob took the economy over, we had more people working in this country, and I'm talking outside of the scamdemic, than we had ever seen, including a massive amount of minorities, many more minorities working than had ever. We saw equality in this country a whole lot better than what we had seen. And then all of a sudden, that went down the crapper. We saw more executive orders passed on the day Joe Bob was sworn in that did immense and ongoing damage to this country than any president has ever signed in modern history. Yeah. Okay. I wish I could say that Republicans in D.C. are capable of righting the ship. And again, this is not me speaking. This is the author of this article speaking. Mr. JB, okay? I wish I could say that Republicans in D.C. are capable of righting the ship at some point. I wish the party of Lincoln still had real principles and served some greater purpose aside from providing the appearance of an electoral choice for voters. For decades, though, it has been the home of too many backstabbing neoconservatives, all too willing to vote for Hillary Clinton and underhanded uniparty co-conspirators working for Marxist globalism and against the American people. Are you still wondering why I took Mr. Stark's article today? I continue. In reality, most Republican office holders are shiny hood ornaments whose function is to distract public while the deep state barrels down the road, biting incoherent pedestrians. Have you noticed how little Republicans actually get done when Donald Trump is not in town? And for all of you who don't particularly care for Donald Trump, what we are talking about is reality. I don't care whether you like Trump or not. Let's take a look at what was done then and what is getting done now, or what was done then and what's getting undone now. This isn't about Trump. It's not about his ego. It's not about anything other than the fact that he served the American people in a fashion that most of you are complaining not enough presidents serve him in. I'm not telling you he was a likable person. I'm not telling you he doesn't have faults. I'm not telling you that he didn't hand out a line of bullcrap every now and then. But I will tell you this, and I don't give a damn who doesn't like it. We had our best freedom and our best economies and our best government protection under Trump than any president in modern history since Reagan. That's not a joke. That's not a guess. And I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. That's a fact. You want me to prove it? I'll bury anybody who tells me I can't prove it. Was he a clown? Yeah. Did he say things that were stupid? Yes. Was he a politician? Did he raise himself as a politician? No. He was a guy who liked to make a lot of money, who figured he could help America. And what you got as a result of an allowable election theft is the destruction of America. And everything I've told you so far isn't even the worst of it yet. Commie-leaning rags habitually run headlines claiming that Republicans have pounced on some issue. Conservative publications run headlines applauding Republicans for having sounded the alarm. I don't know about you, but the Republican Party reminds me of a bunch of kitty cat Karens who struggle to do anything more than report their problems to the manager. In a time when only lions will do, the house cats in D.C. just add stink to the litter box. When we start to see actions, and I'm not telling you we're not going to see them, because we do have a majority in the House, when we start to see reality changing because of conservative actions, then maybe, just maybe, we'll go from a lukewarm or a tepid, all right, support to a we will support you in every way, shape, or form. But when you've got Lindsey Graham's running around up there, are you freaking kidding me? He doesn't represent me. And if he ever says he does, I'm going to sue him for lying. And how many more can I mention? Quite a few, right? Anybody who thinks that the only people up there who are not for we the people getting what we're supposed to have in a constitutional republic, anybody up there who thinks it's only the liberals who are stabbing America in the back needs to step back and look. Are there conservatives out there sticking their neck out? Yes, there are. But you need to understand, it doesn't take a whole lot of conservatives or Republicans who won't vote with them or will vote liberal to absolutely trash them, because they don't have a massive majority. So let's see just how conservative these conservatives actually are. Because we're at a point in America right now where unless things are done to bring this government into check, unless they are done and done soon, we may have a totalitarian government we can no longer afflict or affect. And we're getting there. It is no surprise then that Americans keep looking for political outsiders willing to rid DC of its benefit. Well, what they feel is its benefits from the people who come into DC, which basically we're supposed to be calling Benedict Arnold. Now, so let me jump back into Stark's article. Okay. It's no surprise then that Americans keep looking for political outsiders willing to rid DC of the Benedict Arnold infestation once and for all. President Trump still holds a commanding lead, and this is Mr. Stark, in Republican primary polling. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a solid 20-plus percentage share among Democrats. Granted, China Joe puts the lame in lame duck as no other child-sniffing fraud could, but it is still amazing that so much of the electorate desperately seeks a leader untethered to BA, DC, the ruling class clings to permanent power, and the American people across the political spectrum are saying quite loudly, it sure would be nice if some cowboy with a little girl visited the entrenched cacistocracy. Yeah. What we're looking at here, people, is a massive movement towards the side of the fence that says we no longer trust our government. It's already a large majority. Pretty soon, it will be what? 95%? At what point will we be allowed to do something then? All right, I've got just a tiny bit more to go here, and then I'm going to bring Steve in for the last couple of minutes, and let's see what he thinks about this. Maybe that, and this is the last paragraph in Stark's article. Maybe that doesn't bother a political cabal smitten with rigged elections and accustomed to sticking its collective head in its own derriere, or its head up its butt, but it should. Institutions that lack legitimacy don't last long, and recent polls make it strikingly clear that Americans have almost no confidence in the financial, political, and cultural institutions that surround them. While the feds hunt January 6th election protesters, parents concerned about sexualization of their school children, school curriculum, and illusionary white supremacists lurking in the hills, a majority of Americans know that the real Benedict Arnolds reside just above the sewers of D.C. A city that rules an empire cannot preserve, cannot persevere when it betrays its erstwhile friends, and certainly not when it treats everyone opposed to its municipal domain as an enemy. And this is exactly what's happening to you today. We have a government that went to Twitter. We have a government that went to Facebook. And for all we know, a lot of other large corporate social media platforms, and said, going forward, this is who can talk, this is who can't talk, and you either make it that way, or we will do this. Or if you make it that way, we will give you this. What you have seen, what the Twitter files have shown us, what I have discussed, what I have beaten to death, what Mr. Stark just showed you all over again, is that we live in a country today where the government feels you are stupid. Your voice should no longer matter. It is they and they alone who will decide what, why, how, and when America will move forward. Get used to it, because until you step up to make a difference, it's not only going to stay, it's going to get much, much worse. Stephen, where have I got any of this wrong? Please.
Well, I thought you wanted my opinion on this whole thing. I am one.
I do.
There's a phrase out there that normally goes to kidnapped children or kidnapped wives or whatever the case is, a husband.
Yeah.
The family wants proof of life. And, you know, I've been waiting for 2.5 years for proof of life. I haven't seen anything. All I'm seeing is psyops.
Yes. And let me ask you a question. Do you have a whole lot more faith in some of our so-called Republican leaders than you do in our so-called Democratic leaders?
Nope. None.
Yeah.
Zip. Zero. Yes. Nada.
I would. And would that's, you say...
That's asking, and not in, that's asking government to fix government.
What would you say about, and there are, in my eyes, there are some good trials going on. There are some good investigations going on in Congress. And we do have a few people up there who are asking the right questions. Okay. My question is, if all of a sudden this does boil down to some real hardcore evidence that is incriminating beyond belief, will you and I ever see it? Or will that be stuck in a back room long before we're ever even allowed to know about it? And even the Jim Jordans of the world will not be permitted to speak about it. Have I got that right?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is the way we have been treated for, I would tell you, at least the last century. Since the turn of the 20th century, the treason and the tyranny in America has exploded beyond anything you can imagine. And that was pushed by those who own America. And no, Roger's not blowing that out his butt. America was bought and paid for in 1871. So there literally are people who own the American corporation or America Incorporated. We can push our way out of all of this. We can make it all go away. We can reinstitute or reinstate the republic that was given to us. But we need to eradicate a lot of programmed ignorance first, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Yes, I would.
Every time I mention that, the Act of 1871, people go like, what? Why wasn't that even taught in our schools? Why don't any of our school children know anything about that? Why don't our college
students? Why don't they know about the birth certificates?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Property. Okay. Anyway, my friend, any last word? Because we're about to roll off, I think.
No. I thought we were going to talk about some other subjects today, but no, it doesn't matter. We can talk about this.
Oh, sometime. No. You and I, next week, everybody listening, Steve and I are going to go through a question and answer period again, like we did a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to send Steve a half a dozen questions. Steve's going to send me half a dozen questions. And next week, we are literally going to have a roundhouse between Steven and I.
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. And I would also tell you that if you send me the questions far enough ahead of time, I might be able to do some research and I won't sound so stupid.
Okay.
Joking. All right, y'all have a great day. And please, you know, tell your friends that if you really want to hear what's actually happening, then come to Annie's network or any of the networks I brought up at the beginning of the show, because these are the people who actually have the gumption to provide you with the truth. Thank you for listening.
Until next week, folks.